No one really knows Ron Van Dam. He's an enigma, wrapped in a mystery, cloaked in secrets, stuffed in between two pieces of French toast encased in a pancake, smothered in cheese and deep-fried until golden brown, then duct-taped into a rusty toolbox, packed into a used Amazon shipping container with gaffer's tape, and mailed overnight to a bunker in Siberia where it's kept in a locked vault, whose combination is known only to a mute priest with a bad memory. So yeah, he's sort of a keeps-to-himself kind of guy. You're listening to that man of mystery, Ron Van Dam, on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
What are you doing? Stop doing that. Sit down. I'm going to do a show for you. Hey, welcome to the program. This won't hurt too much. Actually, it could. Listening to this show is like going to the dentist. It can be quite painful, but in the long run, it's important that you go through this. I have in the past compared the show to dental work. Some people say this is like bleeding gums. I agree with that. I get it. But enough of the analogies. Thanks for being with us today. Make yourself comfortable. Get a sandwich. This could take about half an hour. I have a special program today. I have a guest who is going to join me throughout the show because the topic, I feel, is so important that it warrants this type of attention. I have, since cell phones were created by man and outer space aliens, I have been saying there, watch out for these cell phones, man. Someday you're going to find out that they were harmful to your health big time. With all these signals being bombarded and this the 3G, 4G, 5G, 7G, 200G, getting stronger all the time, these generations of cell phone signals. And the Wi-Fi, I mean, in a couple of decades, you're going to, you'll see. It's like cigarette smoke. Oh, no, cigarettes are good for you. Oh, well, that didn't work out, did it? Thanks for telling us later, after all these people with lung cancer and various cancers are walking around, if they're even lucky to do that. Yeah, I'm sounding the alarm. The cell phone industry is so large and so powerful that we can't do a damn thing about it. But on top of that, we don't want to. We love our cell phones. We can't live without them. They must be nearby at all times. I don't know why. I grew up in a generation where we didn't have cell phones. We had popsicle sticks. Has nothing to do with anything, I'm just saying. We existed without cell phones, and you know what? I think we were happier, because there's no reason for you to know everything immediately. There's just no reason. People existed without that technology well before they were invented. So what do we do now? My guest is going to try to shed some light on how we can get out of this mess, and it is a mess. But before we begin our conversation, which I am sure you will find fascinating, we'll take our commercial break, because someone's got to pay for this. It's obviously not you. So our guest joins us right after this.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town, and I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favourites like Coverall and Four Corners, will now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross-check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all Full Contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the parish hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
Norbert Hauser joins us now. He's been on the program before. He's a fascinating man. He is an inventor, an entrepreneur, a life coach, public speaker. He does it all. Thanks for being with us today, Norbert.
Oh, I'm so thankful. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it very much.
You and I have a lot in common. Our views on society and products and what we go through are very, very similar. So I'm always excited to speak with you. There are a lot of things that go on that we use every day, but they're not necessarily a good idea, but we have been modeled in order to accept them. And I know you've been talking about this a long time.
Well, I started 14 years ago when I became sick because of the cell phone, the mobile phone, and my just born grandson became very sick when I found out that we both became sick because of cell phones. So I looked around and said there must be a protection for what's going on, and there was nothing. Whatever was available, the little was available, did not work.
Yes.
So, and I started to develop technology in my headquarters in Germany. I'm German, I live in the United States, but my headquarters is still in Germany, mm-hmm. and all my products are made in Germany. So I developed a technology to handle that. At this point, I did not imagine I would end up with a company. I just did it for myself and my family. So there is a big scam going on.
Yeah.
And of course, nobody of us nowadays likes to live without the cell phone. Nobody wants to live without the cell phone or Wi-Fi, which is in the same category.
Yes.
And nobody wants to give it up. And life as we know it will not work anymore without Wi-Fi.
Right.
It's impossible. So that's okay. You know, I'm an advocate for new technology, but I have one limitation. New technologies are not supposed to harm the human body or animals or plants.
Yes.
And the problem is there is no control in these developments. Not everything we can do, we should do. There are things we should stay away from it after we looked into it and see for possible side effects. A friend of mine, now cell phones are dangerous. They're harmful to the human body, full stop. There are plenty of information on my website and of sources, but these, of course, are suppressed because they don't support the business. A cell phone is a huge business. In the United States, we have about 330 million population, give and take, and we have about 350, 60 million cell phones.
Yes.
And that's a worldwide the same picture. So they don't want to destroy that business. They rather let people die than kill the business. And at the moment, talking about dying, every third person on this planet dies because of cancer.
Right.
Every third person.
Right.
And the number becomes worse by the day. So what needs to be done? Well, what I did was I took an approach that, okay, we need the cell phones, we need the Wi-Fi, but what can be done to make them harmless so that you can still use them, but your body doesn't get destroyed? And there are plenty of proofs how the body gets destroyed. We don't have much time to go into all this. I just can scratch the surface here.
Well, yeah.
I did the other day a test. We bought 22 products at Amazon,
mm-hmm.
which all promise to protect you from the cell phone.
Oh.
They all promise. Oh. Okay. So on my website, which is improveyourlife.us, improveyourlife.us,
right.
There's under webinars, there is a video where we demonstrate in front of live camera in a double-blind test in what we call kinesiology or muscle testing. We test 23 products in front of the camera. Not me. I had somebody else do that, that I'm not biased there. And my product was the only product which passed the test, and all the others did not pass. And already when I ordered the product at Amazon as a connoisseur, I already noticed that these companies, many of them were just odd, they were off.
Sure.
For example, they say we reduce it by 70%, the what they call electromagnetic radiation. We reduce it by 70%. You cannot be a bit pregnant. Either you're pregnant or not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Reducing it 70%, 30% is still, if it's true,
yeah.
And they say then up to 70%, okay, which can be 1% or 69, this is all misleading and bad. And one company I remember said, oh, we are twice certified by SAR testing. Now, nobody of you guys out there listening to the show
know
what testing is. It's fantastic. So this has been tested by SAR even twice. So it's got to be good. So they play with the consumer's mind.
Right.
It's for idiots.
Well, that's almost every product. It's not the product. It's how you market it. The product could be crap, but if it's marketed well, then you all buy crap.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Here's my thing is that, and I'm sorry that your family got sick from the cell phone usage, but my contention is that this isn't something that necessarily shows up that fast. That most of this generation will start feeling it when they get into the kids. Right now, we'll start feeling it when they get into their 50s or 60s. They all of a sudden will have this onslaught of the effects of what they did a couple of decades earlier. It can take that long for this to develop. Isn't that true?
Of course. I worked with alcoholics in my career as a life consultant, and you don't develop a liver cirrhosis after 2-3 years of
drinking.
Correct. It takes much more. So I compare the whole thing with the cigarette industry,
yes.
How they used to operate. You
yes.
know? And a friend of mine worked with a company years ago. I don't know, you may still remember the name, Ericsson.
Sure.
Ericsson used to be the leader in cell phones.
Yes.
So he worked with Ericsson. What they did, Ericsson, they took pigs and attached a cell phone running onto the head of the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a certain amount of time, they slaughtered the pigs and cut the skull open because they wanted to see how far did these radiation penetrate the brain. And of course they saw it, but they kept their mouth shut, of course. Now, this SAR testing, I got to give you the story here because it is the prototype example how to brainwash people. The SAR means specific absorption rate. It's a kind of a governor, a limitation, how intense the signal can be. Now, the more intense the signal is, the better is the penetration of the field of receiving and making phone calls.
Yes.
Right? So, and the specific absorption rate is not specified by the FDA or a governmental institution, but by an office called the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. Well, you have to know that this commission is owned by the mobile phone industry.
Of course.
Okay. So it's the fox in the hen house. So when they asked this Professor Bernhard, the president, they ask him, why are these limits so high? They got to come down. They kill people. You got to bring them down. Here comes his answer. You can't invent this. If we lower the limits, it will kill the business.
Oh, my God. There you go.
So we rather kill the people than the business. And now what you said about the time frame, yes, that is true. However, we have now a new situation. 20, 30 years ago, it was mainly cell phones.
Mm.
Now we have Wi-Fi everywhere, in every toilet, in every bathroom, in every Starbucks.
Yes.
So it accumulates.
It's
so you have your own Wi-Fi at home.
Yeah.
You have the Wi-Fi from the neighbors penetrating your house.
Yeah.
You go out in the streets. You have the transmission towers.
Yep.
You have all this, and it accumulates. And very interesting and devastating, the number one reason in Australia for children to die is of brain cancer.
Yeah, and that's where you hold the device when you use it.
Sure.
Yeah, let's talk about something that I don't understand. 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G.
Yeah.
It sounds like the higher G you get, the better the reception and the more efficient the signal. But it also concerns me that if a signal is stronger, what does that mean to my health?
Well, you die faster.
Thank you.
That's all. Yeah. You know. So, 1G was in 1981 a very primitive cell phone, which I had.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, I was an advocate for cell phones in my business, in my life. So I had cell phones since 1980-81. At this time, my cell phone was a whopping price of $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay, $10,000. So 1G means the first generation in 1981, where you could just very limit make phone calls.
Yeah.
Then came in 1992, the 2G means second generation. Then 2001, 3G, then 4G in 2010. And we were running most of the time now with 4G, and 4G is still out there.
Yeah.
And only 5G appeared in 2020. So with every of these, the G stands only for generation, the new version,
okay.
Right? And every version is faster, more intense in the penetration, and the cycles on which it works. So the 5G works on, well, I don't want to bore you with figures and the listeners. Just take my word for it.
Okay.
I have it on my website. You can read it. Every generation of these phones is more dangerous and more harmful.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do more tricks. And life is very fluffy, very sexy with this. But it comes with a price. The price is health.
Now,
a lot of people don't know. They think 5G is new, right?
Yeah.
It appeared in 2020. 5G has been used as a weapon by the armies since the 1960s.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Now, you don't need to believe me, but you can go on my website, improveyourlife.us, and there is a button called Books, where I recommend books. I don't sell books, which are worth reading. And one is called Hidden Dangers 5G by Captain Jerry G. Flynn, a whistleblower from the Canadian Army who was into warfare about electromagnetic radiation. And I've never seen a book which gives you so many details where what happened and who screwed up, including the World Health Organization, who was involved. So he says it all. He puts it on the table. That book is the Bible for somebody who wants to know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, the problem is that we invent and distribute things that we don't look at the repercussions of before we do that. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once it comes out. And we did this with nuclear weapons. We did this with guns. We did this with cell phones. We're doing this with artificial intelligence. We're putting it out there and making it among the masses before we even figure out how to use it and what the ramifications are. And this is
exactly.
This is all part of that. Let me ask you one quick question, though, that concerns me. If your product can actually cut down on the electromagnetic radiation.
No.
It doesn't? Okay.
No.
What does it do?
One more word before I answer this.
Yes.
And remember the microwave oven.
Yes.
How we all love the microwave oven.
True.
That came out. It was so practical, right?
Yes.
Everyone was using microwave.
Yeah.
And still using today.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest sin
yep.
you can do to heat your food or coffee in a microwave oven.
Yeah.
All right. So here's my approach, and which differentiates me. And I must say that all my products are scientifically tested by the BISA Institute in Austria, because I wanted to have the security for myself,
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing, confirmation and for the consumers.
Yep.
If you go on my website, improveyourlife.us, there's a button called BESAR Certificate. BESAR, BESA, is the institute in Austria. They scientifically tested all my products. I have over 1,500 mm-hmm. pages of certification.
Okay.
And with cell phone, 66 pages. So what I've done is, I knew something can be done that you can still use the cell phone, but eliminate the harmful parts of it.
Okay.
And my technology is based on quantum physics, where I nullify the harmful part of a cell phone. And on my web page, there is, it takes too long, we have not enough time. I appreciate to be on the show, but we don't have time to do everything. There's a button called Protect Pro Technology,
mm-hmm.
where I explain what I do and what nullifying means. To give you an example, let's say I have water products to rehabilitate the screwed up water which we have on our planet. Nullifying means if you have, every product in this world has its own frequency, and every person has its own frequency. So let's say you have in water now fluoride, and you know, for example, that fluoride has a frequency of -2, to make it easy, of -2. Now, if I add to the water the frequency of +2, the result is nullified.
Right.
Because the fluoride is not harmful, the physical particle, but the frequency of fluoride is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
The world is based on frequencies only. So if I nullify that frequency, then it's not harmful anymore. So in my explanation, Protect Pro Technology, you can see over 8 pages I explain how I nullify the frequencies of cell phones. Not only cell phones, I do Wi-Fi as well as another product, you know, because Wi-Fi is the next big step we may want to talk about one day if you give me the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So I nullify the frequencies in the cell phone transfer which are harmful. And this has been scientifically tested, and you see the human body, certain indicators of lungs, liver, blah, 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 of these frequencies, how they harm the human body, and bringing my product then into place, how these negative effects are nullified and don't harm the body anymore.
So the answer is that yes, your Wi-Fi, your cell phone, you can still use it. It'll still be effective. So it doesn't lessen the effectiveness of the product.
Exactly.
Good.
It doesn't lessen the effectiveness, but the harmful part is taken out.
Okay.
Now, when I brought out this product, and some insiders and some physicists says, you become a millionaire now, because every cell phone company is building it right into the phone.
Yes.
Right? And I said, no, they will not. Because in this moment, it's like the cigarette industry, they will admit that their design is harmful.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's the answer. That's the answer. Like, yeah. Then how have you been putting out this product all this time? So that's a very good point. Let me ask you one more thing, because another part of the harmfulness of the cell phone itself is how we use it. We put it up to our brains, and I remember when they first came out, women used to stuff them in their bras so that they could get to them quickly. That was smart. At least women put them in their pocketbooks. Men, including myself, put it in my pants pocket right next to my crotch and my organs.
Yes.
It's probably not a great idea.
No, it's not. it's not a great idea. The thing is, now, looking at two sides of it, in my world, if you use it, it doesn't matter how you use it and how you hold it to your hand and to your head, it's nullified. It does not harm
Correct.
You anymore.
Correct.
But yes, when you see the increase of problems in men's sperm count, if you see the increase of hip replacements, if you see all these statistics, virtualization, women, big problem, big time. Yes, it comes all down to the cell phone, primarily cell phone, yeah. But then Wi-Fi.
Norbert, and, let me also bring out the fact, and I don't know if this is psychological or not, but since cell phones have come out and become so prolific in our society, I've noticed that people are feeling sicker more. Like, how you doing? Well, I'm a little lethargic. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should exercise more. But it does seem that this could be a reason why the majority of the population has taken it down quite a few steps as far as their energy and their health is concerned.
Of course. If you would take every day arsenic, small portion in your body.
Yes, which we do.
So what do you expect? what do you expect? Mm. These frequencies harm the body. And the 5G frequencies, we know, they penetrate the pineal gland, which is a big health issue in your body if the pineal gland doesn't work properly. So it is not that you only develop cancer, which at the end of the day, of course, is the major issue, but you harm the entire body and organs and functions. Yeah. In the same way, like one of my big theme is water. I rehabilitate the water we're using, right?
Yes.
And if your water you're drinking is not truly healthy, how can you be healthy?
Correct.
How can you be healthy by penetrating your organs with frequencies which the body is not designed for?
Mm-hmm.
It's not God designed.
Well, you know, I thought it was as simple as how you handle a cell phone. Don't use it so much. Don't put it in the wrong place. But now you're giving me information that's just part of it. Now it's Wi-Fi in general. It's signals being bombarded through the air, whether you got a cell phone or not.
Absolutely. And if you go on a website called antennasearch.com, and you put in your address, it shows you how many transmission towers and transmitters are within 3 miles around you.
But we used to think that was a good thing.
Okay. So, no, it doesn't matter anymore when people say, I put it on speakerphone. I don't hold it to my
head. Exactly.
And when I did my testings and my workshop, my seminars, on my website, you see a button called webinars and talk shows.
Yeah.
Where I talk about these things more intense and I show examples and testings and so on. The cell phone affects you easily within a radius of 3-4 feet.
Wow.
So I make tests when I show people I'm away 6 feet with the radio.
Yeah.
With the cell phone, it doesn't affect you. I come down 4-3 feet towards you, done.
Yeah.
You're affected.
Yeah.
Okay. So on speakerphone, it's an illusion to think I'm healthy now, I put it on a speakerphone.
Right.
No, that doesn't work.
Okay, well, at least you've got a product that can nullify and make this better than what we're experiencing now. And I hope so.
Well, it doesn't it doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
It makes it usable, user-friendly. And my cell phone unit on my website called Cell Phone is $99.
Okay.
And guaranteed for 5 years.
All right.
And we work now on 4G, 5G, right?
Yeah.
And these idiots are already planning to come out with 6G.
Of course.
Now, the beauty of my technology in quantum physics is that comes out in 6 months, 6G, I upgrade all the products out there in the world by quantum physics without people paying again or sending it back in or exchanging it.
Mm-hmm.
I can upgrade each product out in the field. The quantum physics technology finds your product you have in your household, like your brother in Australia.
Yeah.
We'll find it and we upgrade it within 3 days.
Nice.
So we try to be a step ahead of the evil out there.
Yeah. Well, as you say, I mean, that's it. It can make you healthier, but the signals are still going through the air for everybody else. But this certainly brings it down a lot as far as your health.
Well, the cell phone, yes.
Yeah.
And as I said, if you have time one day, I can come back.
Yeah, we can talk
about
it.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And how we handle this with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So if you handle cell phone, you handled a lot.
Yeah.
You didn't handle everything, but I have products which handle Wi-Fi as well.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Well,
cell phone, as we all use it, almost like 24/7.
Yes.
And when I think about the kids and even adults having them as an alarm clock next to the bed at nighttime,
oh, yeah.
Or women, I see them wearing them in the bra, drives me nuts, knowing they're not protected.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you don't have your data is constantly being sent to it, even if you're not using it, then I think we realize that too. All right. Well, this is valuable information, and we should be aware of what's going on. No question about that. Norbert, we will talk again. We'll be contact in the near future, and we can extend our conversations. Whether somebody is going with you 100% or not, I mean, you've got to realize that certain things make sense and other things don't. I remember watching James Bond movies, back in the 80s, and they had these giant evil machines that pointed these energies and radiation, and they would fire this big radiation gun that was high in a mountaintop, and they would destroy things hundreds of miles away simply by pointing this strange contraption at a target. And there was no fire, no gunshots. It just sent this stream of something towards something, and it got destroyed. And I thought, this is a fun movie. Now I'm realizing, no, that's not a movie necessarily.
No, it became all reality.
Yeah.
Whatever you saw there, you remember Dick Tracy?
Yes.
The cartoons?
Yeah.
He had a watch with him, which he could...
Crazy.
And at this time, it was, of course, completely
obnoxious.
Now we know it's all reality.
Yeah.
So, it's all reality, and I'm sorry to say, but we are fighting to survive pretty healthy. We have to fight a decathlon. We have to defend our life.
Yes.
The industry will not do it, and the big pharma industry will not do it, and the government will not do it.
Yeah.
You have to defend your life, whether it's healthy food, whether it's healthy water, whether it's protecting from radiation, whether it's detecting these negative pharmaceutical products. You have to defend yourself. Nobody does it if you don't do it for yourself. Nobody.
Very good. Norbert, how can people get more information?
ImproveYourLife.us. ImproveYourLife.us. You can order their products. At the moment, we have a special going on in the whole month of July. You can call me. You can leave a message. I call you back. You can send me an email with questions you may have. I have a lot of material back up there to read, to study. So I'm not looking for victims for my product. I'm looking for to help mankind. That's my job.
Yeah.
That's my job. And I'm not stepping away from it. And, of course, I have a lot of people working against me.
Well, of course. Pleasure as always, and we'll speak again soon. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much to my guest. Thank you, Norbert. And I'll be back again some time to update us on all of that. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, but until that time arrives, I wish you peace.